248-539-9797, a telephone number, same number to text as well. Kang, before we get into some texts, you had some news in the NFL about a trade.
Yes, there is a trade in the NFL. The Patriots are sending pass rusher Josh Uche from the Patriots, like I said, to the Kansas City Chiefs. Compensation hasn't been released yet, but KC is adding another player on the edge here, according to Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofalo.
So, Josh Uche from Michigan, of course, he's an outside linebacker, pass rusher. In his career, hasn't done a whole lot. Third year in the league in 2022, he did have 11.5 sacks, but prior to that, he only had 4 in 2 seasons. And since then, he's had 5 in 2 seasons. He's got 2 this year. Undersized guy, 6'1", 240, but that's why he's at outside linebacker type. I'm not lamenting this at all, because I don't think that's what the Lions are looking for, specifically for this go-around with the trade deadline, because you're not long. I don't think you have the luxury of looking for somebody that you could fit a bunch of roles on this team that has the versatility being an outside linebacker, drop into coverage, and also be a pass rusher guy. I think because of the injury to Hutchinson, you're looking for specifically a defensive end, a pass rushing defensive end, not somebody that you're worried about dropping back in coverage. So this one doesn't bother me at all. I still think the Lions are going to get something done. There are other players we've talked to. There's a handful of guys off the top of my head that I'm looking at that I'd like to see them get. Uche was not on my list, so it has nothing to do with him being a Michigan guy.
Sure,
before that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Got nothing to do.
Especially
just to
happen Saturday. It's okay, man.
Right.
No, I'm just playing with you. No, but seriously, though, I mean, I'm shaking my head a little bit here because, yeah, Uche isn't. This is the type of guy, by the way, that you're going to probably get if you're the Lions. Just let Lions fans know. You're not getting Max Crosby. You're not getting Myles Garrett. You're going to get someone of lesser caliber. Uche, yes, he's not a straight defensive end. He's an outside linebacker that can rush. But I think, first of all, you saw Malcolm Rodriguez get hurt. So linebackers are going down as well, not just defensive ends. So I think that he could have helped that, depending on how long Malcolm's out for. I'm not sure. I know he's in a walking boot after the game. You got Trevor Nowoski right now stepping in, who's doing a really nice job, actually.
Great job.
Yeah, and I like him as a player.
And more Jalen Reeves-Maben, if that's what that means, that's okay.
Yeah, I know, but they're getting deeper into that linebacking room. So, yeah. And then, yeah, you mentioned you'd rather have a more prototypical type of defensive end. I think they have that guy with the guys they're kind of putting out there with Isaiah Thomas and O'Connor and other guys. They kind of set the edge, just a bigger defensive end. You need a guy that can get to the quarterback. And Uche has done that in the past. He 11.5 sacks a couple years ago, not as productive since then, but still shown that he can make, can get off the edge and get to the quarterback. The other thing is, Kansas City is continually making moves, Gator. They're the defending champs. They're undefeated, and they're not resting on their laurels. Do you know what I'm saying? They went out and got Hopkins. Now they're getting Uche. As a Lions fan, how do you think Lions fans feel that, I said this last week, they're getting restless, right? And I'm not saying, oh no, the Lions lost out on Uche, the season's over, but it is kind of like that meme with the stick, do something, right? Well, I'm not mad at Brad Holmes, and I trust him 100%, but they kind of have to make a move here at some point.
Look, I know how Lions fans feel. Lions fans are impatient. They're frustrated. They're like, get something done. Let's go. I think there's a difference between Kansas City and Detroit. Kansas City is a team that's operating with like no depth. They are so thin that when something like that happens, they've got to get somebody. Like, they don't have the opportunity to say, let's see if we can absorb this with other players, and then we can be patient and get somebody later on. Now, to your credit, and I would agree with you that now we're starting to see more hits, right, with Malcolm Rodriguez injury. Hopefully it's nothing that's going to keep him out terribly long. It doesn't seem like it. But it is another hit to the depth of this team because the depth is going to be tested. But losing everything they've lost on the defensive line and now it's starting to seep into the linebacking core, that is concerning. But again, I still have all the faith in the world they're going to add. We just don't know who it's going to be. So I'm not concerned just yet. Again, in the Uche thing, I wouldn't have gone after Uche. Would not have been on my list of players that you need to, even though you're starting to look at, okay, do they need to worry about linebacker at some point? And I'm still not there because of the way that Nowaski has played and also Maben comes in, plays a nice job. But if they were to suffer another injury, then maybe you're okay. Now it's getting ridiculous here. But fortunately, we still have the game Sunday to find out where you're at injury-wise, and then you have a couple days after that to make trades at the deadline. But yes, I do think they have to make a move. My sense of urgency didn't go up because my sense of urgency was always at level 10, and it hasn't changed. I'm sure for some people that maybe they were, oh, let's let it play out or whatever, and that after seeing what's happened the last 2 weeks, I'm guessing those people, the level has gone up. I don't think, do you imagine the level's gone down for anybody, the sense of urgency?
No, not at all. And just to make it is a six-rounder in 2026 that the Patriots are getting.
So not much of a return.
No.
But that's, so I like that because that's setting the standard for guys that are better than him. You know, what is the price tag for Za'Darius Smith, who's clearly better, has more upside, but this is a six-round pick in 2026. It's not even next year's draft. So we'll see where that puts the Lions, but I still think the Lions absolutely have to make something happen. Back to the phones, and Andrew is next up here on 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Gator, Kang, happy Monday. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, happy Monday to you.
Yep, championship. My champ of the week is by far and away the Lions special teams. Be curious to see if that continues to carry over and is as consistent moving forward. That would be a huge help, especially the game coming up with Green Bay. My chump is Tyrique Stevenson, but not for the taunting. It's actually for the fact that he's the last player to touch the football before it gets to Noah Brown.
Yep.
So not only was he doing the taunting, then he finally enters the play, and he's the one that taps the ball into the end zone to Noah Brown. That's the craziest part.
Yeah, so, that is crazy. And if you're going to tip the ball, don't tip it backwards. Or there's something, because you're the one. I don't know if he's necessarily the one supposed to have the contain there, but you tip it behind you, you run the risk of somebody's there waiting for it, which he was. Horrible play.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Some ticket texts have come in. Champ, Khalif Raymond, man had himself a day. Chump, Colston Loveland. Great performance, but he didn't need that scuffle at the end and really didn't need his postgame comments. Now is not the time to talk smack when your team might not win another game this year, dude. Carl at work. He walked it back a little bit afterwards, which I guess good for him. But it's the rivalry. You say whatever you want to say. You got to back it up at some point. And he had two touchdowns in the game. He can say what he wants to say. You want to shut him up, you shut him up on the field. Michigan State didn't get enough done. Champ, Khalif Raymond. Chump, Tyrique Stevenson. Taunt the crowd mid-play, then you tip it to Noah Brown to complete the Hail Mary. Poetic. That's some winking Royal Oak. Champ is Freddie Freeman, 100%. He's an all-around great dude. Chump is, I'm not going to say that, but Steve, duo guard. Suffice to say, he's more of a Michigan fan than he is a Michigan State fan. But I don't know what Michigan State did to make you say that, but whatever. Freddie Freeman hit the grand slam for the Dodgers in game one of the World Series in extra innings. And it happened 36 years ago, was the Kirk Gibson home run. At apparently the exact same time is what people are saying. Very interesting. You know, you get the Gibson home run for the Dodgers, which is iconic as the Gibby home run is for the Tiger fans when he saw him in the 84 World Series. But the one in 88, I feel like that's another one if you're around that you know where you're at when he hit that one. This one Freddie Freeman hit would have been that level, except there was so much other things going on. It felt like nobody saw it. Not that nobody saw it. There are plenty of baseball fans out there watching it. But here in Detroit, I feel like Detroit wasn't representing watching the World Series happen in game one. But it was an amazing moment nonetheless. Tremendous moment. 248-539-9797. Champ, Lions, dominant win. Chump, MSU, and Smith. Why the hell do you not absolutely stack the box and Orgy was in the game? Can't argue with that. Steve from Madison Heights, champions or the special teams. Chump, Doug for not getting back from Istanbul on time for his shift at the radio station.
Oh, is that what it is? But he was at the Michigan game Saturday. That'd be quite the turnaround.
Well, yeah, but maybe he had maybe went quickly over to Istanbul after the game.
Uh-huh.
For a little
touch-up.
Uh-huh.
And then he had to call today off, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't spoken to him. This is through text, so he could text from anywhere in the world. He didn't FaceTime me or anything, you know?
This is true.
Right?
It's not going to tell you it's from out-of-country text.
Yeah.
If he's texting from his phone. Very interesting.
And DJ hasn't called in today.
No, he hasn't. Maybe he had some touch-up work done on
the scalp. Yeah, maybe it's a follow-up appointment.
We'll have to find out. Next time DJ calls, we do want to ask him about that.
Yes. They'll cut him off right there.
Yeah, he did.
I think he was like, dude, don't.
Right. Like Fight Club?
Yes.
Hair Club?
Yes.
Don't talk about it. You've already said too much.
Yes.
97.1, The Ticket.